The Steve Cochran Show.
The state of Illinois cast 6 delegates for John Kasich, 9 delegates for Ted Cruz, and 54 delegates for the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Who's wooing? Do we have an official wooer?
Who's Ronnie Woo?
Was that Ronnie Woo?
Ronnie Woo
to Cleveland?
Yeah.
Matt Strabin is associate professor and chair of Northern Illinois University's Department of Political Science. Talk a little bit about conventions and presidential elections and things of that nature. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
I have seen nothing but nastiness. I've seen no ideas out of Cleveland. Should I have expected more?
You know, I think it's really interesting. One of the things that struck me about, actually two things that struck me about Cleveland. One, and it's hard to get an accurate read on this because I'm not actually in the arena, but there certainly seems to be not as much energy for many of the speeches that you often see at conventions.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, goes to your point, and that is there's a lot of anger at this convention. And, you always see people that come out and are attack dogs. They're obviously always going to go after the other side, but there really seems to be a lot of anger. Even Don Jr., who I think gave a very good speech last night, came across as very angry. And I think that is something that is actually fairly scripted, because if America is angry and they're scared in November, Donald Trump wins. I mean, I think a lot of people argue he doesn't have a chance to win the election. And he certainly right now, if I was handicapping, I would give Hillary Clinton the advantage. But if America goes to the polls in November and they're angry and they're scared, Donald Trump has a very good shot at winning.
But here's my curiosity about this, because I spent a little time in this world, and if the truth has never been truer that the middle will elect this next president, the middle has to be convinced that there's a reason to pick Trump over Hillary, or in the case of who we had in here yesterday, Johnson and Weld. What are they saying in Cleveland that convinces anybody who's undecided to go for Trump?
Well, I think you could argue that Trump has, he is certainly light on specifics. He's been light on specifics for quite some time. The people that are attracted to him, I think, are attracted to him largely because he is light on specifics in a strange way, right? And he's talked about make America great again. He's talking about battling ISIS. He's tough. He's, and really there's no scratching below the surface. I think that, you're right, that generally the middle voter, the median voter, swings elections. I think what's going to be interesting this time is how much of that middle actually turns out to vote, because you have two candidates who have historically high negatives, especially this time of the year. I think you're going to see a lot of negative voting instead of positive voting. What I mean by that is that you're going to be voting against somebody instead of voting for someone. And I think you're going to see a very small turnout in this election.
Is that right? That's interesting.
Yeah, I do. I mean, even with all the, we're going to talk about it forever and all the interest and all that. I think at the end of the day, it's not going to be a very high turnout election. And so I do think that the bases will come out and that they'll play more of a role. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing Clinton somewhat concerned about making sure she's able to reach out to the progressives and Bernie Sanders supporters as well.
Yeah, by the way, this is I don't want to give Hillary credit for something she hasn't done. She's given no specifics either. And the stuff she has recently locked onto includes free college, which is the one Bernie Sanders tenet that made him a rock star. And neither one of them could pay for it. So it's not like she's getting it done either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think what you find among the American public is just a sense of disappointment, I think, right now in both candidates. I think what ultimately is going to matter here at the end of the day is we've spent a lot of time talking about the convention, and usually candidates get a little bit of a bump, but that bump is notoriously short-lived. And actually, in 2012, Mitt Romney didn't even get a bump, and it was because the Democrats came the week after the Republican convention. I think you're likely to see something very similar here. I don't think you'll see either candidate get much of a bump. And at the end of the day, we're talking about the Melania Trump plagiarism. I mean, we hear people talking about, the order that the candidates or the speakers spoke, would you have done them different? It doesn't matter. None of this stuff really matters.
Right.
I think what really is going to matter is Thursday night is to see what Donald Trump actually has to say, to see how disciplined he is, to see if he does give more specifics. And I think we'll have to wait and see what happens. I will not be surprised, though, if it's just more of the same.
Because the news cycle has never turned over faster, is there an advantage still to being second instead of first when it comes to conventions?
A little bit, and I think some of that is you get a chance to kind of mute whatever bounce, you know, that might be there. So I would prefer to come second. I would prefer to be able to react to what has already come, as opposed to having to anticipate what is going to come. But at the end of the day, I think really conventions, you know, there are opportunities to try to unite the party, although that's been a struggle on the Republican side this year. There is some evidence that voters become a little bit more informed after watching the conventions. But for the most part, conventions, if you're talking about how is this going to influence the outcome in November, most of the literature would tell you conventions don't matter a whole lot.
One thing before I let you go, because you mentioned bounce, we saw two polls this morning. One showed no change in popularity whatsoever. One showed an uptick of 1% from 25 to 26, this after the announcement of Mike Pence being Trump's running mate. I mean, that's got to be a historical low to have no bounce at all for a VP choice.
Well, VPs generally don't matter, but you're right. They do matter right now. At the end of the day, they don't matter a whole heck of a lot. But, you know, Trump was in a difficult situation because Pence wasn't exactly, a energizing choice. People say, well, he needed to shore up the conservatives. Well, actually, if you look at the polls, he's doing best among evangelical voters. So I'm not sure what Pence actually brings to the ticket, but he had very little choice. I mean, Newt Gingrich and Chris Christie wouldn't have been great options either. And many of the A-list, maybe a Nikki Haley or somebody like that from South Carolina, wanted no parts of being Trump's running mate. So I think he was kind of handicapped a little bit in terms of who he was going to choose. And it'll be interesting to see who Secretary Clinton chooses now. There's a lot of talk about Tim Kaine, the senator and former governor of Virginia. We'll have to wait and see, I guess. It should be pretty shortly before we find out who that will be.
Yeah, I was going to say, did she make that announcement Friday to mute any Friday morning talk of Trump, or does it not matter?
Well, generally, yeah. I mean, you could actually go ahead and do it Thursday if you really wanted to do some gamesmanship there. But I think you will know the next day or two. I would think it would be Friday. I think that, you know, the convention, the Democrats get to go next. I just don't think you're going to see, first of all, the Republicans aren't completely unified at this convention. I don't think, as you said earlier, there's much new that you're seeing here that is going to rally people to give Trump a huge bounce. And again, saying that, I don't think Clinton's going to get much of a big bounce next week either. So, kind of interesting stuff. You're seeing a little bit of the strategy. It's a little bit different of a convention. You don't usually have so many big-time names in the Republican Party staying home during a convention. That obviously makes it a little bit different. But for the most part, it's looked a lot like any other convention in many ways.
Thank you, my friend. Matt Streb, associate professor and chair of NIU's Department of Political Science. We'll have him back.